And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's totally terrific, totally transforming, totally triumphant Tuesday as we find unity from the Father through the Son and by the Holy Spirit, all for the glory of God Almighty. First, most of us on this Christian journey have experienced an abandonment of some form. It may have been spousal. It may have been family. It may have been spiritual relationships. It is not uncommon to feel like people have deserted us. Perhaps this is most true or evident when things get really tough. And in our hearts and minds, we feel like we need these people to stand with us more than ever. Ironically, this might be the opportunity the Lord uses to demonstrate that only one can stand by us forever and will never fail or abandon us. It is Him alone. Next, we're going to examine a passage in Isaiah. This is so powerful, I encourage each person to maybe consider taking notes or highlights or just jotting some stuff down. Or even if you want to make a plaque, you can do that. The scripture makes it clear that those of us pursuing the Lord and His righteousness need to have a particular look. Not how we look, but where we look and to whom we look. And finally, how many of us would love the Lord to come down and give us a postcard, a map, a specific compass that directly relates to our next steps? Then we would know the path we should take and where we should go. He does that very thing. He helps us determine if we should go left or right. He helps us decide what direction is best to walk in. The real question is, are we using His compass?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Just so much more. I mean, I just can't say. Just so much more. A lot more. Okay. We're asking you, what do you think? I just want to get that out of my system.
I thought you were going to say it in another voice, Dave.
Yeah, I could, you know. Just so much more. It's unbelievable. What do you think? Now, you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David. That's kind of a bad default voice to go to, isn't it? david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, brothers and sisters, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Dynamite! Talking to Dynamite D is like talking to somebody who loves righteousness and truth.
That is double correct, Dave. Thank you for that one. I always like interest on that.
Yeah, that's like, whoa! That's important, by the way. Everybody should be like that. Here is the bottom line. The bottom line is maybe you've got a praise report. Maybe you've got a prayer request. If you've got a prayer request, we will combine our faith with yours and petition the Lord. Lay it before His feet. If you've got a praise report, here's your opportunity to share. Be a blessing to others. In Psalm 119, verse 63, David said, "I am a companion to all them that fear you." And we've got people from different backgrounds, different approaches, different mentalities. And you know what we're all figuring out is we're all getting a little smarter and a little older. Man, we need to stick together. I mean, with all the stuff that's going on, the Christians need to stick together more than ever before. We need to love one another the way that Jesus told us to love one another when he gave us the new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. It's like, okay, we gotta maybe do a little bit better along those lines. So if you've got that going on, hey, reach out. Let's be a family about it. Let's be Christians about it. Let's really do what the Lord has put before us and do it in an honorable fashion. We also do Bible trivia because Bible trivia is fun. It makes you think about the Word of God, keeps your brain going. You're not always sure what I'm going to ask. Most people can guess about 60-70%. Then about 10% of you people are like going, what? Like when I tell you to answer in Greek without the extension of the root and the hyphen, you'll be like, what? Okay. Here's your trivia question. What book starts with this? Yeah, this is going to be an easy one. The words of the preacher, the son of David, King of Jerusalem. Which book starts that way? I'm doing foreign voices now, too. Which book starts that way? I think you guys should know it's a book in the Bible. That's what I'm going to give you. Which book starts with the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem? I believe that's going to be 1-1 of that particular book if you think you know it. If you think you know it, by the way, 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We do have somebody calling in. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. Will Rogers.
Hey, Will Rogers. How are you?
I'm doing good, except for the rain.
Well, when I drove, it wasn't raining. So has it started raining again?
It's raining where I am.
Okay, all right. But I'm just going to go out on a limb and say you're not in Seattle, right?
No, I'm not in Seattle. I'm in the middle of Texas.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that, brother. All right, here we go. Which book starts with the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem?
That would be Ecclesiastes.
That is correct, Amundo, sir!
And like you say, about 70% of them are pretty easy, but 10% are like, huh?
That's a big part of it. This was not overly difficult, although some people might get stuck and go, was that Proverbs? Because they're thinking of, you know, King David, his son, Solomon. So they start going down that direction. Yeah, that happens quite a bit. But excellent job, and I know you knew that immediately, didn't you?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right. Good job, brother. I appreciate you.
In fact,
I appreciate
my men's group at church has been studying Ecclesiastes.
Oh, excellent. That is such a fascinating book. There's parts of it that are just, I think the part where it goes that God has put eternity in the hearts of men, I think it's Ecclesiastes 3:10, 11, or 12. I think it's 12. I just think that's amazing that in our hearts, God's like, you want to live forever, don't you? It's like, yes, yes, we do. It's just, I love it. I just love stuff like that. Excellent job. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. I'm so glad to hear your medical procedure went well as well.
Thank you. And I thank you for praying for it. And yeah, it's just a 1,000%. They just did a great job. It went great. No problems, no complications. Unless I start talking in a foreign language out of nowhere, then I would be concerned. Okay?
Well, that just might be the Holy Spirit.
That's a good point, right? Good point. Excellent job, brother.
You have a blessed day, sir.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye. All right. Who has more fun than we do?
Nobody.
Okay. We still have to do our DNA because we didn't do DNA, and I can't go that far behind. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
How often is daily?
Every day.
So you think like every day is daily? Okay, just check. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. I don't know if you've seen what's going on, but it's getting worse.
Getting
worse.
Wacky.
It's getting wacky. It is getting nutty. Don't you ever be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Let them make fun of you. That just means your reward is bigger. That's all it means. Okay, go and make fun of me. A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, because Jesus Christ did not come to be served, but to serve and to lay his life down for many. And the whole premise is that he came to give to us this opportunity, and we should be available to serve others, giving them the opportunity of life and grace that comes from the Lord. Okay? All right. Makes sense to me? Makes sense to you? Makes sense to all of us? 1 Timothy. Oh, sorry, 2 Timothy. I did that wrong. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16 and verse 17. I'm not doing the full context. This is called a DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. That's when you're reading something, I read it, and it goes bing, and pops off the page, and you're like, wow, here it is. 2 Timothy 4, 16 through 17. At my first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May it not be charged against them, but the Lord stood by me and strengthened. All right. We could probably do this for 2 hours, but we'll just do it in a few minutes. At my first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. Have you ever felt deserted? I have. I have felt deserted in every decade of my life. Okay? Maybe my sixth decade. Every decade I've gone through. Here's the deal. Paul... And this is, remember, 2 Timothy is the last letter he wrote. So, you know, he's in the wind down. Don't misunderstand that, okay? He's like, don't let it be charged against them. The Lord never failed me. Don't let it be charged against them. See, no one came to his defense. No one stood by him. Everybody left him. And his response is, forgive them, Lord. May it not be charged against them is not forgiveness between people, but between that person and God. So really, you want to know the title of this DDD? Ready? Oh, this is a tough one. Ready? Lose the bitter. Just lose the bitter. I understand not everybody stands with you. I could reel off a whole bunch of things that everybody else would go, yeah, 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 yeah. You'd all agree. People close, family, friends, every person in every place in every possible realm. Guess what? Our job is to lose the bitter, to ask that it not be charged against them. And to recognize, you know, there's only one that's ever stood with you always and has never failed you. And that's the Lord. And you might want to, I know, but those people, I was counting on them. Yeah, I know. You probably have let yourself down, probably counting on yourself. You probably failed in that too. But God never failed you. Lose the bitter. Ask the Lord not to charge them. If you can't feel it, quote unquote, ask God to help you have that heart. Don't look at a passage like that and say, I can never do it, and then walk away. Look at a passage like that and go, I need to be there to be like Jesus, Lord. Please help me in my heart. I don't know if I can do it without you. And I would say most of you should pray that prayer. I pray it all the time. And you think, oh, you just forgive people left and right. I certainly do for about 30 minutes. And then I have to come back and do it all again. Here's the bottom line. May it not be charged against them. But Lord, you've always been faithful and true. Thank you for that. Isn't that just powerful? Like, what? Yeah, it's not a perfect show, but there's these moments right here. These are the kind of moments. Right?
I think that's so important, Dave, because from a heart standpoint, so many are dealing with that. And on the outside, many people don't know, but you got to be careful so you're not harboring that bitterness, because, you know, it really affects your relationship with God as well.
It does. That's an excellent point, is that root of bitterness will it'll give this taste in your mouth, and you'll always have this yuck in the back of your throat. It's like, nah, I need this to change. Yeah, we all do. That's why Paul is saying it. That's why he's bringing it before the Lord. And that's why he recognizes God's the only one who's faithful, always has been, always will be faithful. Lose the bitter.
It ain't going to help nobody, including yourself. Okay? All right. We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull-oney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Do you know how you keep going? Do you know how you keep putting one foot in front of the other? Do you know how you don't give up? Do you know how you don't quit even though you want to quit? You fix your eyes on Jesus. You see with God. When Peter went out of that boat and stepped on that water, there is no natural principle in the world, in any normal universe, that would allow Peter to walk on water. But he did one thing well. He looked at Jesus, and as he was looking at Jesus, the Bible says he walked on the water. He looked at his situation, just focusing at Jesus. Then he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he saw the winds and the waves, and he sank. He lost the correct attitude when he stopped seeing with Jesus in the picture. Whatever you see, whatever you face, whatever you encounter, do not see it or face it in the natural. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So everything you see, you must insert the picture of Jesus.
The David Spoon Experience. Amazing
grace, how sweet. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question. Here's your next one. Get ready. Here it goes. In which book is this the first line? In the third year of the reign of Joachim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. Which book is that from? Wow. Nice job, by the way, on the people that are answering as well. I will let you know that Al had a pow-pow. The last one prior was pow-pow. Ginny had a pow-pow, the one prior to that. People are doing great. Here you go again on the question. See if I can do it correctly. Which book starts with, in the third year of the reign of Joachim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it? What book starts that way? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, David, at he must increase.
www.cowpunchsites.org. Now, in spite of all of the things that are going on, I think you guys should be well aware that I am still going to do my jokes.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, I live for this stuff. Are you kidding? Okay. My brother's like,
I thought that was something deep you was about to say, Dave.
No, no, here's the profoundness. I'm still doing it. Here we go. Okay, these are two army, like military ones. Okay, all right, here's the first one. Officer to a soldier. Soldier, do you have change for a dollar? The soldier responds, sure, buddy. Officer, well, that's no way to address an officer. Now let's try that again. Soldier, do you have change for a dollar? The soldier responds, no, sir. See, no, sir. See, he said yes, sir. Come on, that's funny. All right, let's see if you guys can figure this one out. This is a really good one. Ready? An army base staff that was planning war games didn't want to use live ammunition. Instead, they informed the soldiers, in place of a rifle, you go bang, bang. In place of a knife, you go stab, stab. In place of a hand grenade, you go lob, lob. The game was in progress when one of the soldiers saw one of the enemies. He said, bang, bang, but nothing happened. He ran forward and shouted, stab, stab, and nothing happened. He went back and went lob, lob, but nothing happened. Finally, he walked up to the enemy and said, you're not playing fair. I went bang, bang, stab, stab, and lob, lob, and you haven't fallen dead yet. The enemy responded, rumble, rumble, I'm a tank. Rumble, rumble, I'm a tank.
I bet.
Come on. You guys have to laugh sometimes. Okay, here we go. That's funny. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, which book starts with, in the third year of the reign of Joachim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it? Here's your hint. It is one of the prophets. There you go. That's your hint. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email to David at hemustincrease.org. Right? Got that? Set? Here we go. Still in 2 Timothy, but two chapters earlier. I have just entitled this. Oh, somebody's calling in, so we're going to give you a chance. But I'm telling you right now, I've just entitled this one, I Need Prayer. Which is like, I don't know why anybody would object to that being the name of a DDD. Who doesn't need prayer? In the meantime, let's have somebody who's ready to answer a trivia question do so. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. This is Jay. I don't have the answer. I actually missed it because of Google was talking to me. But you were telling your jokes, and one came to me. Do you know how you know God laughs at all your jokes?
How?
Somebody has to.
All right.
I love you, David.
That's great. That gets a 10, by the way. That's a very good one. I love it. Excellent job.
Talk to you later, brother.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, bye. That's too funny.
Now, that was a pretty good one, David.
That was a good joke. Somebody has to. you have to love it. All right. That's who we are, people. Might as well get used to it. Okay, so what is our trivia question? Oh, yeah. And one of the prophets, so look at, there's five major prophets, and then there's the minor prophets. And the only reason they're major is because they're technically longer. And so it's Isaiah, it's Jeremiah, it's Ezekiel, and it's Daniel. One of those four has to have this beginning. Ready? In the third year of the reign of Joachim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. So which of those four prophets would that start their book with? That's the question. Here we go. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Let's do verse 23, 24, 25, 26. Here we go. So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know they breed quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everybody, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant that person repentance leading to a knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by the devil to do his will. The reason that I bring this up is because I am terrible at this. You're not going to get any justification, nothing. First of all, the controversies is about genealogies, okay? That's bloodlines, okay? Here's the response from God in regards to bloodlines. Take a break. That's God's attitude. Quarrelsome. It's not an argument. It's argumentative. There's a big difference. Having an argument does not make you quarrelsome. Having an argument every third sentence that you have with other people all across your existence, that makes you argumentative. Patiently enduring evil. That means not accepting it, but, and here's my problem, not overreacting to it either. That's the problem I have right there. So when it says patiently enduring evil, it doesn't mean that you put up with it. You just don't, you're just not a reactor. You just don't over-respond to it. And I do that a lot. Somebody will say something, and instead of giving a verse, I'm just being honest, I give 20 verses. I go so deep into the woods because I'm not patient. I don't patiently endure that. And then the passage says, the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everybody, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. So guess what? I don't do that. You know, I am terrible at this. I'm being honest with you. Not that I don't, there's no justification for it. I want to be more like Jesus. Jesus was able to engage in these conversations because of how he engaged. And so were, quite frankly, all the other apostles. I'm not like that. I was born and raised differently, and we have a different kind of thing that triggers us. And I need help with that. I need this. And look at the reason why. The reason that we want to do this is because God may perhaps grant them repentance leading to a knowledge of the truth. Let me just say something. You won't win arguments on Facebook shouts between back like that. But when you have an actual conversation when you're sharing with other people and you're engaging with other people and you tell them and you're patient, you give them space, and then you give the proper response, that's different. Most everything we do with one another is just shouting. In fact, even in the news or even in the media or even in the government, everybody's just calling everybody names. It's like, how is that? That's no conversation. That's not a conversation. It's name calling. Who's got the best insult? That's who wins. It's like, that's wrong. And so the scripture says that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil after being captured by him. You know, these people that we are arguing with that has all these different cultural things, they're caught up in a lie. And just to say, you're an idiot, you're just deceived, oh, you're this, that does not help those people come to themselves. It helps you feel justified, it helps me feel justified, but it doesn't promote what God is trying to promote, which is deliverance through the truth so they can no longer be bound. That's what we need. I need this. So I'm just telling you, if you don't need it, God bless you. Pray for me. I need it. Okay? All right. Somebody's ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Alan.
Hello? Is this Alan?
Yes.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. First time I've got through to you.
All right, brother. Here we go. You ready for this one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, which book starts with, in the third year of the reign of Joachim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it?
I believe that would be Daniel.
That is correct, Amanda, sir! You are right! That is it, and that's an interesting way to open up a book. It's like, okay, Nebuchadnezzar has besieged Jerusalem. Here we go. It's like everything's
yes,
going to be
tough. We're just waiting on that last 7 years.
Yep. That's a tough way to start the book off, isn't it, though?
It's like, yes, wow. Sir, it is.
Excellent job. Very, very good. Thank you for your patience on hanging on. I greatly appreciate that.
All right, no problem. I want to donate, but I'm going to have to call back to do that.
You got it. No problem. We'll be glad to help out any way we can in that.
Okay, I got your numbers. I'll give you a call back. I appreciate it, David, and y'all have a great day.
All right, God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Excellent job. We'll take our break, and then we will come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
All right, Psalm 46, verse 1 through 3. This was the first psalm that was read to me when I went to Bible college, the very first class I ever took in Bible college, a bazillion years ago. Let me just say that. Psalm 46, 1 through 3. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their suffering. Here is something to consider that will be just absolutely a mind blower. How should you and I respond if the earth falls out of its rotation? Okay, so my brother-in-law works for JPL and is actually one of the people that helped write the program that helped land the Mars rover on Mars. He helped write the computer programming, okay? He's much smarter than me in those realms, okay? About my age, a little younger, about my age. Very, very intelligent guy, right? And he's the one I always make a joke, you know, what keeps the Earth, you know, rotating. And so you'll hear me say that it's on a perfect 23.5 degree, a rotation from the moon and from the exact rotation from the sun, or it's three mice chasing a piece of cheese and a wheel, one of those two. So the idea behind that and that whole story is the Earth is in this absolutely perfect rotation with the moon and the sun, and without it, the Earth would go through a free fall. Just even a half a degree off, it's over. It's all over. I mean, there'd be instant tidal waves. Everything would just be upside down. And if that ever happened, you know, you would know that's the end, although that's not how the end's going to happen. We already know from Scripture. But here's what the psalmist is saying. It doesn't matter how bad it gets. It doesn't matter if your world seems like it's upside down. It doesn't matter if it's out of rotation. It doesn't matter if the mountains fall into the sea. It doesn't matter if the waters roar. God is a refuge, and a refuge is a shelter in a storm. You would first think of a lean-to. That is what a shelter in a storm is. So when it's raining, you find a lean-to, you put something on a tree, you put it against something else, and you get under it so you're away from that. And it says that God is a refuge, a strength, an ever-present help, which means he's helpful today, not just when it's all settled in eternity. And there lies a problem for some Christians is they keep thinking, well, in the sweet by and by, everything will get worked out. Well, that is true, that everything will be completely worked out in the sweet by and by. But God is an ever-present help, which means for today and not just for tomorrow. And then the position of the psalmist is, therefore, in other words, it's a conclusion. So God is our refuge and strength, okay? So he's our lean-to in a storm. He's our ever-present help. Therefore, I don't have to be afraid.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where we think that Don has a fantastic station, and we hope you enjoy it very much. Here is your next trivia question. I don't know if this is harder, but it's more interesting. Here we go. Which book starts with? Okay, so I'm just going to tell you right now, this is going to be in the history realm. Which book starts with, "Now King David was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he got no heat"? Which book starts with that in the Old Testament? "Now King David was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he got no heat." If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website. A couple things to tell you on the website. Don't forget the ambassadors program. So I just got the brochures over to Debs, and so she's going to get those to Rosalind and to some of the other people that wanted them. If you want brochures, you go on the website and just say, "Hey, I want these brochures." We print them for you. Doesn't cost you anything. No obligation to give them to any amount of people. Just as the Lord leads you and guides you.
plus as the as our caller called in and did a great job on that call. And if you want to give but you don't want to do it through the website, you can just reach out to us. It tells you how to do it on the website. Talk to us directly, and then we can coordinate either by check or by credit card, because giving does help us do the ministry. I don't know how else do I put it. I can make up a whole bunch of things, but here it is. Yeah, we need it. Great. All right, check out HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Sorry, I just think that's hilarious. I'm telling you, every time I hear that, I keep thinking, I want that for when I say something I shouldn't say, and then just kind of pull it right back in my mouth.
So a little rewind action.
Yeah, like a rewind, like, I didn't say that, look. Like, it's back in my mouth. Sorry, I didn't say that. That's funny. Which book starts now? King David was old and stricken in years. They covered him with clothes, but he got no heat. Which book is that, referring into the history realm of the Old Testament? 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. I got to do this. This one portion is so good. Should we do the history? Let's wait. Yes. Wait. I don't know.
Wait. You said you love it, so let's wait on
history.
Listen to this.
This is Isaiah. Oh my goodness. Isaiah 51:1-2. Okay. Now look. If you can't turn there, okay, you can listen. If you can turn there, turn there. If you've not taken this portion of scripture and written something about it, you should probably do that. And you're thinking, why? Because it's so good. It's not just good. It's good. Like, you know, that's like when you have, like, chocolate and it's melted and the s'mores and it's all, like, melty and really good. That's what it's like, okay? That's right. I connect a lot of things to the Word of God and food. So did Jesus, by the way. Okay. Man shall not live by bread alone. All right, here we go.
Pretty good, too.
That's, I know. Isaiah 51:1-2. Listen to me. You who pursue righteousness, you who seek the Lord, look to the rock from which you were cut and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who gave birth to you in pain. When I called him, he was only one. I blessed him and made him many. Let me explain something to you here. Listen means this, ears. Anytime you're reading the scripture and somebody says, listen, you know what it's saying. Like, listen. Just be quiet. Listen. Listen up. Listen. Okay. He who pursues righteousness. You who pursue righteousness. You who pursue the Lord. Here, I'm gonna tweak. Ready? Sometimes that's the same thing. Wait, what? Listen. Listen, this is really cool. You who pursue righteousness, you who seek the Lord. You're thinking, what do you mean that's the same pursuit? Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Look how seeking God and the righteousness is connected. And then look at Matthew 6:33, how you're seeking God, the kingdom of God, and righteousness. And Jesus connects them in Matthew 6:33. Seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And here he says, you who pursue the Lord and you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord, there's a connection. And some people will argue, and I don't think this is necessarily wrong, so I'm gonna give it space here. Some people think that righteousness is the righteousness that God provides, which is Jesus, which I think there's a great truth to that in regards to understanding the righteousness of the Lord, okay? But there's also this righteousness of walking closer and closer to the Lord, and as the closer you get to the Lord, the more that righteousness reflects in your life. You won't be saved by it, but you will shine it. You will show it, right? But here's the thought. It's like the same pursuit. They're not necessarily disconnected. That's not even what I want to talk about. That's just cool. Like, oh, that's kind of interesting. Yeah, look at this thing. Look to the rock from which you were cut, to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who gave birth to you in pain. Look. So the first thing we're told is to listen. The next thing we're told is to see. So listen to me, you who pursue righteousness. Then verse 2, look. So first you listen, then you look. To the rock, to the quarry, to Abraham, to Sarah, our heritage. What is it about Abraham that makes him stand out from everybody and everything else? I believe you, God. What you say is true. That's what you just say, like, this is what we're told to look to. Look to the rock, look to the quarry, look to the boulder, look to the stone, look to the understanding that you were cut from the same cloth as Abraham. And what does it separate? What does it say about Abraham? Just listen. I'm going to do this. Okay, I believe you. And then God determined or declared Abraham as righteous. Why? Because he believed. Now, backtrack again, because I'm just trying to get your thoughts going. Backtrack again. God made Abraham righteous because of his faith, and now look, that faith put him in a place of righteousness with God. Now listen, you who pursue me, who seek the Lord, you pursue righteousness. Hey, you want to pursue righteousness? Do you want to walk upright with the Lord? You want to do things that please him? Believe. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. For those who come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those that seek him. You know what's really bizarre about all the things that we teach on this show and on every other show? It comes down to about three or four things. One, him first. Two, you got to receive. Three, you got to believe. And then everything else just kind of falls into place. Because the closer you get, the more you love. It's like, okay, wowza. It's just all right. But here, this is such a great thing. Because if you've ever gone to a place that sells rocks, I don't know if you've ever gone to a place where they sell slabs and so on and so forth, or a quarry, it's like, this is some seriously stable stuff. We're talking, yeah, that's where you ought to recognize. That's your heritage. Abraham and Sarah, who had none, received a child by promise, because of faith, and then what was thought to only be one is many. And if you look at Galatians 3:29, it says that we are heirs of the promises that God made to Abraham. Galatians 3:29, hello. We're part of that. But I just want to pull it back to the simplest place. What's the quarry? What is that? What is the rock? Well, of course, it's Christ. But the way that it comes about is by us operating in faith. It was faith that Abraham said, I believe you. God said, you're righteous. It's good for me. Let's go. And when you turn to the Lord and say, I believe you, Lord, it's not a matter of believing in God. And I want to say something that is substantially different. And don't weird out on me. Satan believes God, and he believes he's there. There's a difference, though, about believing in God and believing God. You should be a believer in God and a believer, one who believes God, too. Hey, God said it, I believe it. There it is. Whether you believe it or not, God said it, it's going to happen. It just depends on whether you're using faith or not. Isn't that just like the coolest
thing? That's good, Dave.
And then you flip it all around. You can go to like three different circles. You can. It's kind of like the spiral. What is the spirography kind of thingies where you I can't remember what that game was called, where you, with all the little circles and you have the pens and they all kind of connect to each other. It's like, that's what this is like. What? It's like by faith, you're cut out of the quarry. Abraham is the father. You get there by faith. You understand that the righteousness is Christ, but the righteousness is accessed by faith. There's a lot of faith stuff here.
And I marked a lot in the Bible, as you said that, Dave. I said, listen, see, look, our heritage, believe, faith, listen, pursue righteousness. That's just a little couple of notes I said while
very good. Excellent job. This is the kind of stuff, you guys, this is the kind of stuff you should look at the word and go, that is cool. Dry. It's dry because maybe we're dry. It ain't dry. We're dry. Okay? All right. Which book starts with, now King David was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he got no heat? That would be 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 1. It was on his exit towards the out. Okay? All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away.
That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Then he says this, don't be afraid. Why should you not be afraid? Because what fear does is immobilizes a person, stops them from moving forward, and it also eats away at faith. Fear has this way. It's kind of like if you think of faith as, chocolate ice cream that has peanut butter in it, okay? That's faith, okay? Fear is like somebody drilling a hole underneath and then taking a little spoon and then pulling some of that faith down, a little scoop by scoop by scoop by scoop. And you don't want your faith reduced because God requires faith to us to engage with him in. That's his requirement. That's the vehicle by which he has chosen to engage with humanity. You don't think God could have said, it's me, you're going to believe, or I'm going to turn you into a fish. I mean, you don't think God could have done that? But he chose the vehicle of faith because that's what he wanted from those that would come to him. A confidence, an assurance in the goodness of God. So Jesus, the first thing he says, ignore it. Don't be afraid of it. And then he does this one radically crazy, nutsy cuckoo line. Just believe. And we use that in movies and in books and in fairy tales and all that stuff. We're not talking about any of that stuff. This is believing and looking at a situation just like Abraham did, just like we talked yesterday, how Abraham looked at the circumstance, didn't deny he was old, didn't deny he was past childbearing, and said, I'm just going to believe God anyway. That attitude of just believe, it's taking a stand in the framework of your faith that says, I'm not moving. Here I am. Call me Bulldog. I'm right here. I'm not going nowhere. My faith is solid. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We got one more trivia question. Nice to hear from Mimi. Thank you for sending a text. Great to hear from Joanne and Cordelia. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I did see you texted. Normally, whenever they text, it's how they're just so supportive, so loving, and so supportive of the show. I love these guys. Anyway, every one of you people that contact me, that text me, like Mimi and Sally Kirkwood and all these people, you guys are great. And I love you, and I appreciate you. Pray for you every single day. Just to let you know. Every day. Let me do my trivia question. So I got to see, because I got to see you. Somebody's calling in. Trivia question. Now, you guys, if you don't get this, I'm going to cry. Okay? Nobody wants to hear a grown man cry on radio. Okay? Got it? All right. This is in the poetry section. So Al's guess on Genesis would be wrong.
Which book starts with, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful"? Which book starts with that? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So that's three different ways to get a hold of us. We do have somebody ready to answer the trivia question, so we'll let them answer. Then we'll do history, and we'll go from there. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David, it's Jay. I'm sorry to call in twice in the same day.
But, oh, that's okay. That's all right.
It was a psalm that my fourth grade teacher made us memorize over 6 weeks. And as a class, we had to stand and deliver in public schools. Can you believe that?
Wow.
It was wonderful. That would be Psalm number one, David.
That is correct, if I knew! You know, it's excellent. And what's amazing is, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel, which is really, it's from a literary point of view, it's a blessing that's pronounced on something that's not done. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are blessed if you don't do this. You know what I'm saying? Most people think of the commandments as a do, and this is like, hey, you want to be blessed? Don't do this. This is what
just
you stay away from.
Because God's answers are a negative, don't mean they're not a positive.
Exactly. Excellent job. Very, very well said. Excellent, excellent work. You're on a roll today.
And I still love you, even though he's the only one laughing at your jokes. I'm just teasing.
I know you. I know. I love it. I love it, and I appreciate it deeply. Trust me.
All right. You have a good day.
All right. God bless you.
You too, buddy.
Bye-bye. All right. So we are going to do history, because we have to do history, because history is part of history. That's why.
Let's go live in the
All right, so there's a couple of things that I'm going to talk about history. There's not a lot of the food realm. It's Mint Julep Day, which is just kind of like a mint kind of thingy. Water of Flower Day, which I live by hearing about flowers every single day.
Pretty funny.
Every single day that exists, just in case you're wondering, since my wife is a floral manager at Tom Thumb. It's also National Creativity Day, which I like that. I'm.
Are you creative, Dave?
I've written a song.
I give you credit for that.
I've written commercials. I like stuff like that. Okay. Now, is all creative stuff good? No. That's my answer. Is everybody who's a singer good? No. All right. Next. It's also, and I thought this was bizarre, so I'm just going to go with it and just bear with me. Albert Einstein published on the electrodynamics of moving bodies on relativity. And all I could think of when I read that is, did he write a paper on people moving? Because that would just be depressing, long, and wrong.
That's what it sounds like, but I could be wrong, Dave.
Yeah, I don't know. 1992 on this day, because we're in Texas, South Fork, the Ewing family ranch from TV show Dallas, is sold for $2.6 million to Rex Moggin, who's a real estate investor and founder of Forever Living Products, multi-level marketing, and actually bought the house that was in the Dallas TV show. So,
wow.
So that's kind of different. And then 1971, the 26th Amendment to the United States Constitution, lowering the voting age to 18, is ratified on this day in 1971. That's history. Okay? Got the history? Done with history. All right. So we got all that stuff done. I was going to teach this other thing, but I want to finish up on something we were talking about on the query of the rock and the faith and so on and so forth. There's a passage that I didn't get to that I wanted to get to. So I want you to understand something, and I hope to say it well without ruining this, because I'm pretty good at this, ruining stuff like this. Okay? So we said, the passages was Isaiah 51, 1 through 2. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, you who seek the Lord, look to the rock from which you were cut and the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who gave birth to you in pain. When I called him, he was only one. I blessed him and made him many. I do want to do an offshoot of this, because I want you to understand that when Abraham and Sarah, you know, even though they tried to help God along by creating an Ishmael, which was not brilliant, okay, even for Abraham, not brilliant,
They had one, Abraham and Sarah had Isaac, right? And from that promise and that birth, which, by the way, was 25 years apart from the promise to the manifestation. You just got to think about it. You get a promise from God, you're thinking, I got to wait how long? I'm waiting how long? 25 years? Okay, that's a long time. But here's what I want you to get. So from that one promise and that one kid, this is the passages that come out for us as well. We're talking about faith, accessing the Lord by faith, pleasing the Lord by faith, living by faith, recognizing that the righteousness that Abraham achieved was a righteousness that was given to him because of his faith. And then you read a passage like this and you catch just this one extra glimpse, and that's John chapter 1, verse 16. From his abundance, we have all received one gracious blessing after another. What that says is that from the graciousness and the abundance that came from Jesus Christ and him dying on the cross for us, being buried, 3 days later rose again, he's ascended to the Father, he's coming back soon, which is, you know, subject to what does that mean? Here's the real truth of that. You were blessed so you can have an eternal relationship with God. However, because of that faith you access the Lord in, and because of the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, and because of your confidence and faith in him, you also get one blessing after another after another. Just sitting there thinking, well, I think it would be fair for every one of us to say just to be saved is as big a blessing as one could ever possibly hope for or imagine. Yeah, you're right. I think that that's way past any of us. But God doesn't stop there. And through Jesus Christ and through this faith that he's poured into our hearts, we've accessed and responded, grace given, received by faith, we get one blessing after another. So you know what my answer is? You're not done because God has more for you. That's my answer. Okay. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 22.5-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.